So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
This story is about a hustle that I ran when I was in middle school. And it's actually the wrong category. It's more of a street hustle. It's more of the type of hustle you'd see on a prison documentary or in Lord of the Flies. And so I hope I don't traumatize you too much. When I went to middle school at a place called Tafoya. It's on the west side. And I've got some Tafoya Toros here. So a little context for you. Tafoya is in the poorest zip code in all of Bexar County and actually arguably one poorest zip code in one of the country. And when I went there in 1993 as a sixth grader, San Antonio was in the midst of a 10-year surge in gang violence. It was its highest level of gang violence in the city's history. And the year I got to seventh grade, which is 1994, it was the highest level of drive-by shootings. So there was 3.5 drive-by shootings every day that year. And my neighborhood was the second hottest spot for drive-bys. And so as a 12, 13-year-old, I was kind of scared all the time. And so by the time I got to eighth grade, I was really afraid. But the main thing I had to be afraid of at the Foy was gangs. There was three main gangs that ran our school. The first gang was called the NDs, and I still don't know what it stood for. I think it had to do with something about Notre Dame, but a friend of mine once said that he thought it stood for No Dads, which is really depressing, and I hope it's not true. But these were like the biggest, baddest vatos in our school, and like they had all flunked three grades, and so they were adults masquerading as middle school kids. But they didn't really cause any trouble, so like middle school was beneath them, so they did all their badness outside the school, right? And so I didn't really worry about them. The second gang was really, it was a gang, but it was run by one guy named Raymond. And he was the leader of their crew. They didn't have a name. It was just his crew. And I met him my first day of middle school in sixth grade in PE class, in gym class. And when I met him, he said, "Hey, my name is Raymond." And the next thing he said was, "I'm part of the Junior Mexican Mafia." And I was like, "What?" And I didn't know what to say. I was like, it sounds like Hitler Youth Camp to me. And so in order to prove his mafioness, he opened his backpack and showed me a loaded gun. So this is sixth grade. We were 12 years old, by the way. And so that was Raymond. And Raymond's crew was pretty benign. You know, they didn't really cause trouble, but I was very keenly aware of them. The third gang at Tafoya I hated, and they are definitely the villains of this story. They were called the SOT, and they stood for the stupidest name, the Studs of Tafoya. And I hated them. I hated them because they were posers to me. They weren't like, they were a bunch of middle-class kids that got bussed to our school and they just were pretending that they were in a gang and they wanted to be tough. But you had to worry about them because there were so many of them and they were so keen to pick fights that they were always causing trouble. And so I hated their guts. And the sort of fourth not real gang was me and my buddies. And so me and my crew, we were the punk rock, alternative grunge, flannel-wearing, comic book-reading, video game-playing nerds. That's what we did. And so we didn't want to be in the gang culture. We hated it. All we wanted to do was play basketball and listen to grunge music from Seattle, right? But what kept us safe from the gangs is the biggest kid in all of Tafoya was in our crew. His name was Robert, but he went by Big Mac. And the reason his name was Big Mac was because in middle school, he was 6'3", 300 pounds, and he had not flunked, right? That was just out of the box, pow. And so nobody messed with us because of Big Mac. And so I was very grateful. So one day, we were in gym class, and we were making fun of the gangs and the gang culture, and somebody said, "Hey, we should give ourselves a name." And someone else said, "Yeah, we should call ourselves the Cool Flannel Club." And we all started laughing. And then Big Mac said, "No, change the C to a K and we'll be KFC." And we were like, "Yes." And so we called ourselves KFC. And an unintended consequence of that was as soon as we gave ourselves a name, all the other gangs were like, "Oh, you're a gang." And then things got serious. And so as soon as we gave ourselves a name, the SOT wanted to start a fight with us. They wanted to test our gangness, which was the last thing we wanted. And so what happened is one day we were playing basketball. And we were in the middle of a shot, and this Doritos bag of sand came crashing down on us. And we looked, and the SOTs were over there loading up another one, ready to fire it. And at Tafoya, they would graffiti the wall so much that they would hire this company to sandblast the walls. And so there was these mounds of sand. And so the SOT would take it and fill up old Coke bottles and bags of chips and throw it at us. And they were trying to get us to start a fight because they wanted to beat us up. And so we were the punk rockers. We didn't want to fight them. So we avoided this for weeks, and finally we almost got into a fight with them. Someone said something, and these 10 guys kind of came up and, you know, kind of faced us down. And the only reason it didn't go down that day was because Big Mac was 6'3", 300 pounds. But that day is the day I did my street hustle. And I said, you know what? I was so afraid. I was so terrified that I said, I'm going to run a hustle on these guys and put an end to them. And so the next day I was walking to lunch and I ran into Raymond, and Raymond goes, hey, Lorenzo, what's up? And I said, nah, it's all good, man. And I said, hey, don't you think the studs at the foyer are a bunch of jerks? And he's like, yeah, dude, I hate those guys. And I said, what if we all jumped them? And he was like, yeah, man, I'd be down with that. And I was like, sweet, I had just put the first chess move in my street hustle out. And like Don Corleone, I was like, it's time to declare war here. And I said, I got Raymond's crew. I can get KFC, right? I know I could convince them. If I could just get the NDs on board, we will destroy these dudes, okay? I'm 14 years old, by the way, thinking this, okay? So I decided one day to go and wait. There was one guy in the NDs that loved me. His name was Adrian. And I was going to pitch Adrian. I was going to roll out my PowerPoint and walk him through my pitch on why we should jump the SOTs. And so I'm waiting for him one day. And one of the other horrible rituals of Tafoya at that time was this thing called Karia. And Karia was this really violent ritual that was just terrible. And if anybody found out it was your birthday, you'd get jumped. And so just for no reason, like 10 guys would beat you up and throw you in the shower, right? And so I'm standing there, and I'm waiting for Adrian to pitch him my street hustle. And then all of a sudden, I heard this huge commotion. And as I looked, somebody said, hey, it's Adrian's birthday. And so at the moment this guy said that, 20 SOTs ran to the bathroom where he was to jump him. And then about 9 NDs ran behind him to give their boys some support. So I started walking to the bathroom, and I blinked. And as I blinked, something had happened that I hadn't anticipated in my street hustle. And that's that the adults intervened. And I blinked my eyes, and all of a sudden, there were like 50 cops and 30 adults everywhere. And what I later learned was that the police officer at the school had noticed what was going on and had started a sting operation to crack down on us eighth grader gang dudes. And so the day they launched it was the day that Adrian's birthday went down. So they came in, they arrested everybody in the fight, which I wasn't one of them, and there was two police vans full of eighth graders cuffed, and they expelled everybody that day. And so the KFC crew got to live out the rest of eighth grade not being afraid of getting... And I was so thankful because at the last day of school, we all celebrated by dressing up as Reservoir Dogs. And nobody wanted to be Mr. Pink because we were in middle school. The thing about that story was I'm very grateful that the adults intervened because I'm really grateful that I'm not here telling you the story of how I successfully orchestrated 60 14-year-olds beating up another 30 14-year-olds group. And so all I'll say as I end is cheers to the hustles we don't actually pull off. So thank you very much.